Let's open our Bibles at the Psalm 19. The 90th Psalm, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, return, ye children of man. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years. Sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God will bless this reading from the infallible book. I want to leave with you verse 12 in the few remaining moments of this old year. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. You look at that text, there are 3 great things lying on its surface. First of all, there is this great thing of numbering our day. I would call that the greatest possible achievement, to be able to number our day according to the plan and the purpose and the power and the will of God. The greatest possible achievement, numbering our days. And then you'll notice that there are those words, apply our hearts. That's the strongest possible attainment. The man who has attained to the best in life knows the application of God's truth in his heart. He has had it applied to the heart. Not an outward application, but an inward application. The strongest possible attainment. And then you'll look at the last word in the text. And there you have the highest possible obtainment. What is it? It is wisdom. Wisdom. So very briefly, I want to discuss with you those three thoughts. First of all, the greatest possible achievement. So teach us to number our days. Let us remember tonight that God has already numbered them. And if God has numbered them, then we should number them. There are two ways whereby we can make this achievement. The first way is by the Word of God. Now you look at that psalm, the verses I have read, and you'll find many things about our lives. Take them all to heart. First of all, in verse 5, it's like a flood. We had a river that ran at the foot of our garden when we were boys. And we loved that river. And we loved to get down to its banks and to play and fish in its waters. It used to be very, very shallow. But I remember one night, it ran with great flood power. Flooded over into the garden. It flooded up into the yard. It flooded right into the house. And it flooded right across the Waveney Road. And everything was carried away before us. My, what power there is in a great flood. That's like your life. 1975 has passed like a flood. I never lived in a year that passed so quickly for myself as this past year. It's like a flood. But you go down the word. It's like a sleep. I'm always tired when I go to bed. I'm always weary. And when I get into bed, I say, well, thank God, I've at least 6 hours to sleep. And then I close my eyes, and the 6 hours are like a second. And the alarm goes off, and my wife's elbow goes into my ribs, and it's time to make the tea. And up I have to get. Yeah. Goes very quickly, doesn't it? And you say, where did it go to? That's life. It's like a sleep. Over. Just in a second. Go down the chapter. It's like a tale that is told. No matter how exciting or thrilling or entertaining or fascinating the tale is, it's soon told. The end comes far too quickly. Life is like grass. In the morning it's flourishing. In the evening it is gone forever. Life is soon cut off. Life flies away. Teach me to number my days. They're not very many. You know, never in the Bible do the people of God describe their lives by years. They only describe them by days. Old Jacob at the end, he said, few and evil have been the days of my pilgrimage. Not the years. Just the days. We're only living for days. Oh, happy is the person that has been taught by God to number their days. Maybe there's someone here tonight and you haven't numbered your days. You think you're going to be here forever? Year in and year out? There are people that were here with us last watch night service. They're not with us tonight. They're gone. Think especially of our dear brother Frank Chambers, who was with us. No longer with us. The call has come. He's gone to higher service. And many others. Oh, I tell you, men and women, we need to number our days. What about this strongest possible attainment? Apply our hearts. Get it into the heart. Thank God Christianity is a heart religion. Some people's Christianity depends upon what the parson can do to them. Puts a few drops of water on them when they're a child. The dependence or brings them forward to the table of the Lord and gives them the elements that depend on them. While others build on good works or opinions, if they may, hallelujah, I'm depending on the blood. I want to tell you, friend, it's heart religion with me. Applied to the heart. I wonder how many Christians love the Lord tonight with all their heart and with all their soul and with all their might. That's the way to love God. That's the sort of Christians we should be in the coming year. And then the highest possible of Tim, what is it? Wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Do you fear the Lord? Do you? Have you been taught the first lesson in the book of wisdom? Can you say yes? Praise God, I have learned wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Christ is the wisdom of God. Happy is the man who has obtained the Savior. This new year has been heralded in with bombings and with attempted murders and with attempted killings. God alone knows the dark valley we'll have to cross in this year. It will be Ulster's crunch year. But praise God, if we have Christ, the wisdom of God, guiding us, teaching us, preserving us, directing us, helping us, sustaining us, refreshing us, reinvigorating us, reviving us. Praise God, we'll get through this year, and we'll get through it victoriously. I have no doubts about the coming days, for my Father planned it all. Way back in eternity, He planned everything for 1976, as He planned everything for 1975. And some of us passed through dark valleys in 75, and we didn't understand why God planned it so. But one day we'll bless the hand that guided, and will bless the heart that planned. So teach me to number my days. Has the Lord taught you that? That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Lord, teach me this all-important thing, to number my days. Some of us have numbered our past, and there's been many sinful days, many wasteful days, many unprofitable days, many sad and mournful days. But thank God we have known that the past is all forgiven under the precious blood of Christ. And we can go out into this new year with this promise of God thrilling and filling and flooding our souls. Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. Men will remember them. People will remember them. And they'll be cast up by the slandered tongues of men. But praise God, as far as God's concerned, confessed sin is cleansed sin. And cleansed sin is not only forgiven sin, but as far as God is concerned, it's forgotten sin. If you're here tonight and you've had a past, you haven't got it settled, praise God, it can be settled now under the blood of the Lamb. Leave all the sins of the past at the foot of the old rugged cross. Like old John Bunyan, he'll see the burden rolling away, and it went into the sepulchre, and he wrote down, "And I saw it no more." We used to sing in Mr. Nicholson's meetings, rolled away, rolled away, rolled away. And the burden of my heart rolled away. It can be rolled away tonight. Let's number our days. Let's apply our heart. Let's get wisdom. And get understanding. And let's buy the truth. And sell it not for Jesus' sake. We're going to bow our heads. We've got about a minute to go of the old year. And in prayer, we will enter the new year. Asking God to help us to be the man and woman that we ought to be in the coming day. We're in heaven. We thank Thee for bringing us to the end of an old year. And we thank Thee for every lesson You taught us, for every path that You made straight, and every rough place You made smooth in the year that's gone. We thank Thee that You've cleansed us and preserved us and helped us. And we can say how good is our God. But we're in a new year. And it's a serious year, we know, for our province and for our people. Serious year, our God, for all men in this land. But, O God, we thank Thee that we've got God. And God planned it so. And God shall preserve us. And the Lord will not forsake His people. And we'll see it through in victory. For the Lord God giveth to us the victory. Hallelujah! The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Lord, we thank Thee that Christ reigns tonight. He's the reigning Christ. He's the great King Jesus. And we're fighting for the crown rights of the King and the crown jewels of His gospel.